Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects. Hello, everyone up and down the Kuskokwim River. My name is Petra Harbuck. I want YK Delta residents to hear how fishing is like upriver from Tulksat, the hardships of living in remote villages, and what their thoughts are of the opener and closures of the 2018 fishing season. On Thursday, July 5th, I flew 92 air miles from Bethel to Aniak.
Bethel Ground, Haglin, Zero Romeo Victor, North Ramp with Alpha, IFR to Aniak.
Haglin Zero Romeo Victor cleared the Aniak Airport as filed. Climb maintained 5,000, anchored center 125.2, squawk 4542.
And cleared to Aniak Airport as filed. Climb maintained 5,000, frequency 125.2, and squawk 4542 for Zero Romeo Victor.
Haglin Zero Romeo Victor, readback is correct. Taxi to 19 right via Alpha.
Taxi 19 right via Alpha, Haglin Zero Romeo Victor.
Aniak is located on the south bank of the Kuskokwim River, right beside the Aniak Slough. Aniak means the place where it comes out. The Yupik word for Aniak is Anyarak, and it means place to exit. The population is 500 to 600 people. I was taught that the Yupik word for upriver residents are called Gokhkumyuks, and for downriver residents is Inukhkumyuks. I finally reached the Kuskokwim River, which meets the Aniak Slough. Here I am amused by seeing Aniak residents cutting fish at the bank. An elderly lady named Evelyn Chamberlain is cutting her freshly caught fish with an ulok. She splits the fish straight across the belly from one end to the other. She takes the guts out and throws it into the river, and seagulls are flying and fighting over the guts. She cuts her fresh fish and fillets it and cuts from top to bottom into strips. She looks at me with a kind smile, and we both introduce ourselves.
My name is Evelyn Chamberlain. I'm here from Aniak, Alaska. My parents were Tim and Mary Kamroff. My way of cutting fish is the way my mom taught me. I like to make strips, split fish. And we used to make king salmon blankets, but we don't catch any kings anymore, so we don't make any blankets. The excellent weather. We've had a lot of rain, it seems like. We've just started our subsistence. We're just starting to catch fish yesterday and today. We ordered a net. Then when it came, we had to hang it and get it ready to use. Has it been easy to reach your quota? Being open all the time upriver from Aniak, it might be easier to get fish. But then with the openings, it's sometimes really hard to find out when the openings are if we don't listen to the radio or get on the internet. Because if you look around for signs, some of them are hanging from June. It's kind of hard to find out when the openings are. We're taking way less kings, hardly any at all. We use cottonwood to smoke our fish. Every year we've kind of reached our quota, and we're hoping to do so this year, but then we're both getting old, and we have to take naps and stuff, so we might not fish as hard as we used to. A long time ago, when they used to have commercial fishing downriver, I know that up here, you know, you could drift and you would hardly catch any fish. With the amount of nets downriver, they take the whole river because there's nets everywhere. We've fished downriver before, so we've seen how they fish. Downriver, you have to have nets that go way deep because the water is really deep to catch the fish. Up here, we have to have shorter nets because if you have a deep net, you catch snags all the time. When you start smoking the fish, you have to keep smoking them. If you have openings that are once a week or once every 2 weeks or something like that, you're still using up the wood, so it makes it really hard to, if you have a little bit of fish to smoke, instead of going and getting your fish and then getting it done and then you're done. If you had a few days to fish and get it all done, the way we used to a long time ago. That's my thought for the 2019 fishing season.
One of the questions that my mom had asked me to ask people upriver is, do you move your fish right into the smokehouse right after you cut the fish, or do you let the fish dry for at least 5 days or so?
We move them straight into the smokehouse because of the blowflies being out thick right now, so you have to take them right into the smokehouse.
How do you keep the Gevux off of your fish?
That cottonwood we use is, it makes it really smoky, and the flies do not like smoke. Some people have mesh stuff that keeps the Gevux out, but we don't have that.
Do you make fermented fish heads? In Yupik, it's called debuk.
No, we don't. My mom and dad used to. They loved it.
Do many people around here upriver make stink heads?
I know they do down Kalskag, but I don't know if anybody does up here in Aniak.
If you were a fish, which fish would you be?
I'd be the red fish.
Why is that?
Because they're so pretty. Maybe I'd be a king salmon, then there'd be less people going after you.
Which fish up here is most prized?
I think the king salmon are. The people like eating king salmon.
How do you eat your king salmon? How do you prepare it?
I bake, fry, I dry it, I can it. I prepare it in lots of different ways.
Give me your secret recipe.
I cut it up real small pieces and like saluna, those tiny little pieces, little squares. I put an egg in a bowl and a tablespoon or so of soy sauce, some cayenne pepper in there, enough to for a whole bunch of thing. Then I put about a cup of pancake batter and with water, mix it in with the eggs and your spices. And I put some dried onions in there and mix my batter with water and pour all the fish and pieces in there and then deep fry it. It's delicious.
Sounds yummy.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
My name is Doris Elaine Turner. My Yupik name is Dukak. I'm from Aniak and my parents are late Harry Lane Sr. and Anna Lane. I cook fish like I was taught by my mom, so the weather's been really good, a couple bad days, but they've been drying really well. And it was easy this year to reach our quota, which was nice. And the last couple years, I've gone as far as July 20 as my final day of cutting fish, so this year I'm done before the 4th.
What is your quota limit?
About 70. Kings and maybe 30 reds, because I used to fish for about 4 families, but now it's just myself and my mom and my boys.
So how many is in your family?
I have 2 boys, and then there's my mom and my brother.
And it gets you through the whole winter?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. My son was out drifting, and then we set the net. I use the drift wood that we get along the banks with no bark, with some dry on the outside. As long as there's some moisture on the inside. I grew up using the standing live cottonwood, but after living in Holy Cross, they use the standing dry cottonwood, and it's got a really good dry smoke, and it makes the fish taste a lot better.
So you said you use driftwood. Is that driftwood cottonwood?
Yes, driftwood cottonwood.
And describe the taste.
To me, it just tastes a lot closer to the Yukon style, because that's what I love. A lot of people use alder, which I've never used, and then they use a lot of the standing live cotton, but it's got too much moisture, and the smoke is just kind of burns the back of my throat. So I think I'm the only person that goes out to get the drift cottonwood without the bark. In the last 10 years, we've been fishing, and I think it was about 5 or 6 years ago we had the closure where we were restricted to the 4-inch, and that was particularly hard because we'd be out for maybe 12 hours a day trying to at least get 7. you know, during that time, a lot of people were complaining, but my thought was, you know, if we don't have any fish to escape, then we wouldn't have anything in 5 years. It took a lot of days of being out and just drifting with a short net, 4-inch, but we had enough once we were able to set net. We'd target the reds for strips when we did have the closure about 5 years ago. So with that, now we've gotten a lot of kings now that are running really good. Downriver openers. So at one point, I know they had the whole river open. It just didn't seem right because there is so many people down in the Bethel area compared to our smaller villages up here. So I think now how they do their opening, it's a lot better.
Do you think it's fair?
I think so, and I think not, because if I lived downriver, I wouldn't think it was fair. But I don't know how they look at that, but I know that it helps us up here get our quota. The year that we weren't restricted to any type of, you know, net gear or anything, we were barely catching anything up here. And once everybody was done cutting fish and they were all finished down, we would catch 22 in one drift. And that was using a regular king salmon net. So that was late in July. My brother and his girlfriend and I, we cut those. We only had one that we had to get rid of because it was too far. It was already too pale. So that's when I thought, well, if they're all fishing down there, what are we supposed to do up here? Because there is so many people down there compared to our villages that are spread apart. So I thought maybe it would be nice for us to have an opening up here and, you know, kind of do it equal back and forth. But I don't know what they're doing now, if that's what's going on. But I know it's open from below Kalskag, the bluffs, all the way up. So it was nice. That's why we're done early. We set net and didn't have to drift, so...
When there were no closures, what's your time frame every year in putting your fish away?
We started, I think, the beginning of June, so I wasn't sure. I mean, we were done early, so I don't know. Usually I'm fishing and fishing until, because usually it's four families, but now it's, I don't have to cut very much now. I think the general management is doing better, closing downriver and giving us a chance up here, because now that we're done, I mean, we don't have to keep going out, and it's really expensive to buy gas and drift. Plus, with the motor size I have, it's a 140, so we buy 15 gallons at a time, and we drift until we can get enough to cut, because I started out with three kings, and my son said, you're going to cut those and hang them up and strip them, and I said, okay, so he's the boss. He's the one that goes out fishing, so I just provide the gas and...
He's the boss?
Well, generally, I think the guys that go drifting, they do the majority of the work. The cutting, yeah, to me, I love it. So it's like what he says goes. So when he brought in 10 fish and they're pretty small, he said, I want these all blanket fish. So I made them all blanket fish.
So blanket fish is strips?
No, that's flatfish, the blanket of flat. They call them flatfish on the Yukon, but here they call them blanket fish where they're really flat. So
Inuk Kumutes or downriver women have the final say in how much fish are caught. For food security, and most women prepare food for their family or families. It's just been that way and was taught by our elders.
And we did, you know, I got enough strips, I got enough flatfish, and he doesn't care for the half-dry split, so I don't cut any of that.
Do you eat stinkheads or debuck?
No. My mom does. She does.
If you were a fish, which fish would you be?
Probably a king salmon. They're the best tasting and the prettiest. I don't know. It's growing up, all we did was eat kings and reds. So we never ate silver and any other fish. So I could tell the difference between everything. So with silvers, it's more of a sport fish for us, so that we just go rod and reeling and let them go.
Do you guys make salunaks?
My mom does. I never did care for that.
On the Yukon, they call them jalunaks. What do you call that?
Luck. Yeah, my mom is full Yupik, maybe some Russian. My dad is, you know, he's a mix of French, German, and so my mom's first language was Yupik. So she would speak Yupik, so I knew some Yupik words. So up here in Aniak, we're the half-breed, so I am a half-breed, half-white, half-native. But I grew up the native way, so, you know, I just don't eat the traditional stinkhead and salunuk stuff. I don't know why. It's doesn't taste good to me.
How do you prepare your fish when you're eating dinner with your family?
Well, since we've been cutting fish, I have a fire and I put it in tin foil with some butter and seasoning, onions, and just let it go.
What is the history of Aniak? Do you remember or do you know anything?
It started out, I think, as a trading post, and from there, I guess people just settled here. And I think the area that I'm at is the old Aniak, but I'm not too sure. That's what people say. This is the old part of Aniak.
One last question. What are your thoughts of Donlin Gold?
Well, I hear a lot of things that it's going to affect our fishing. I'm not for it. I know it'll provide a lot of jobs, but I'm worried about what will happen with the contamination of the river and our subsistence fishing. That's a big thing because that's what my life is. I live a subsistence life. It's a huge river, and it's what we live off of.
Claire Morgan. My big name is Galak. I'm originally from Kalskeg. I was born there. Mostly lived up here in Aniak. My parents were Carlton Baldwin from Minnesota, and my mom was Olinga Vaska Baldwin Gregory from Paimute on the Yukon, but lived in Aniak and Kalskeg. I cut my fish this year right in front of my smokehouse on a little table, and usually I cut fish on the beach. My son makes a raft, but this year he didn't have time to make a raft and went to work for AVCP housing. I got only 5 kings. It was hard to get anybody to drift for me and use my son's boat. I'm hoping someone will give me 5 more kings because I want to make salt fish and put some in the freezer. The weather's been good during fishing, and we fished early enough before the geebucks, blowflies, were here. Right now they're starting in July and laying their eggs. To smoke my fish, I've always used cottonwood, wet cottonwood after making the fire. Burns slow, smoldering, and lasts longer. You put wood in the evening, it'll last all night, and in the morning you just add more wood to the fire. I made strips with my kings and salted the bellies and heads for sulunak, salt fish, like pickled fish. Boiled heads and boiled eggs, and eat every part of the fish when we get it. I just go for enough for myself, and there's just me and 4 of us living in here. My son Guy is allergic to fish, of all things. A Yupik half-breed, allergic to king salmon, G-fish. And my granddaughter, she's getting allergic to fish too and breaking out with hives. One day she was making a good fish and she started getting hives on her arm. I didn't want to take over. I told her, hurry up and put the berries in and get done. Before they come out with all these regulations and stuff, we used to put up 100 king salmon. Save the backbones for dogs or for eating. Well, there was my husband and I and 7 kids. And then we have family. And like in Anchorage, when we go in, we bring them some of their dried fish and strips. We never use all that for ourselves, but for other families that other places that don't go fishing. But now it seems more listening on the news that they're fishing all over. And they have their regulations too, not getting too much fish, and they have to close it. It's probably needed to get our fish back the way it used to be. I remember when I was young and at home, the fish wheel used to be overflowing with fish. And we cut those, and while we're cutting those, it would fill up again. And they'd have to stop the fish wheel to get caught up on cutting the fish. In them days, we were using dog teams and had to put up a lot of fish for our dogs.
How old are you, Clara?
78, and I missed 3 summers cutting fish. I thought I'd never cut fish again. This last summer I spent in Bethel. Just got a few fish from ONC elders, and I jarred 19-pint jars from 4 silver salmon.
I want to ask you, do you have a secret fish recipe?
One time my husband came back from Bethel, and he said, I was going to bake fish. He said, you should bake it like George Hoffman. Call him and ask him. I said, you call him and ask him. You're the one that know how he bake it. So I started to bake fish with mayonnaise, season the fish with salt and pepper and garlic powder, and then put the mayonnaise and sometimes onions and tomatoes and bake it.
If you were a fish, which fish would you be?
King salmon, of course. I'm fat like a king salmon.
What do you remember of Aniak, like in the olden days? What is the history of Aniak that you remember?
What I remember is them talking that there was this old guy, Johnson. It sounded like people from upriver came down and found him sitting on top of his chicken house because it was flooding here. When I slung, I was 4 years old. I think I was having a birthday, and then the next time that I slung, that I remembered, I turned 4 years old in March, and August 28, 1944, my brother Clyde was born, and the log house is still standing from before 1944. You guys lived in it, and I think the only thing that's holding up that house is the plywood that they put inside. And I remember my dad working on the first airfield that they were building. He was operating the drag line. Because my auntie used to bring me and my little brother to watch him. Then he got sick. I don't know what was wrong. But I was 5 years old when he passed away in Fairbanks and is buried there. Aniak was so different, so small. No cars, no four-wheelers, no, maybe just FAA had their trucks. People in town didn't have them. When I came out of the Holy Cross Mission, my mom and her husband, they had 2 boys. 4 and 2. I was 12 years old, and I started minding kids from then until now. I'm minding great-grandkids. I had 8 children. I have 24 grandchildren, 35 great-grandchildren. Of the great-grandchildren, I have lost 2. Haven't heard, but last month supposed to have had my first great-great-grandchild living down in Nightmute. You wonder how the Morgans got that far?
Francine Kwame. James and I have grown up with parents. Yupik name is Dasik, and I'm born and raised here. Yeah.
I see you're cutting fish. How do you cut your fish?
Like my dad taught me. These ones are, we're flaying them, and then we're leaving some whole, and then we're cutting some steaks, because I'm already done stripping for strips.
What are you using to cut your fish?
A knife. A long knife.
What does your nephew call it?
He calls it my sword.
Describe your sword.
It's a long knife, about 12 inches, weighs about, I don't know, how many pounds, but it works and it stays sharp.
And you're comfortable cutting fish with that?
Yeah, because it does most of the work with the weight.
How has the weather affected your subsistence activities?
Oh, it hasn't, because it's been real good for drying.
Did you know today that you can fish anytime?
No, I was just fishing. Yeah, almost done, but that's good, yeah.
Yeah. Did you conserve with an eye towards conservation?
Yeah, because I only got so many kings, and I concentrated more on reds. And then I made strips out of chums, too.
So which wood do you use to smoke your fish?
Cottonwood, yeah.
Can you describe the taste?
It's the only one I know.
I want to know your thoughts are about the Downriver openers.
When was that? Yeah, I was hardly listening, no more radio and stuff, yeah.
How much fish did you catch today?
Oh, 109.
Wow. Mostly what?
Red,
okay. Red. What do you think about the general management of openings and closures?
I think this year it was good. We got to fish this year. Last year we didn't get to fish that much. So it was good this year.
If you were a fish, which fish would you choose?
Oh, boy. I think I'd choose the humpies. Nobody goes after them, huh? I'm 62.
And you're still cutting fish?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you plan to retire?
Probably not. As long as I can do it, I probably won't.
Yeah.
My name is Nora Kalila. I am originally from Bethel, Alaska. I now live in Aniak. My parents are Ralph and Judy Horn. My grandmother was Nora Gwynn. My grandfather was Charlie Gwynn. There's different ways that I learned to cut fish. I learned to cut fish in Bethel, but then I also learned a traditional cutting fishing in Nabaskak also, and then also here in Aniak. I like to cut my fish where the air is nice and breezy, without rain, and I like to cut them clean. Yes, we've been having very excellent weather in the month of June for cutting fish and subsistence gathering. Not only do we cut fish, but we gather our greens also in these early months. It was really hard to reach our June quota for when we weren't in town, but when we did get home, I was able to do about 20 reds, and I did about 25 whitefish for smoked fish also, just because I was running low. And I got maybe only 7 king salmons, but that's okay because we were only fishing by permit. We were allotted 10 king salmons, and I got 7 of those, which I was happy to have. We use our regular smudge wood, is what we call it here in Aniak. Downriver, it's a different type of wood, and I believe it's stronger up here. We have less time for smoking and drying, so it gets done faster, I think. I'm not very happy with the openers that they've been having downriver. It was open up here in Aniak, but downriver they weren't having their openers, so my family's downriver, they were suffering. As how I would characterize fishing upriver versus downriver would be, there's less people here versus a lot of people downriver. I know people battle fish downriver. I've had that experience myself, where you get bumped by boat, or, you know, bumping boat to boat or net to net. But up here, you set and drift your net all along the river, and the people have that respect and they'll wait their turn. Where downriver, they don't. They just, it's a all-out fishing war if you have to. But I think the general management of the opening and closures is needed to protect our king salmon. Our grandchildren and great-grandchildren need to have that. Long back in the day when my dad was advocating for it, we were having closures and they would have strikes and everybody would be upset. But in the long run, in order to save our king salmon, we have to have them.
My name is Eric Morgan, Sr. My Yupik name is Iligawak. I'm from Jokhpalak.
Have you been fishing for the 2018 season?
Yeah, I've been fishing kings, reds, chums, few chums, whitefish.
Are you drifting or are you using a set net?
I'm drifting, and then when they got the wheel done, I checked the wheel for whitefish.
How many fish are you catching in the fish wheel?
I don't know. They're getting quite a bit reds right now.
How do you characterize fishing downriver from upriver people?
Well, up here a lot of people mostly drift, and then when they're done with their main, they just take turns checking the fish wheel off and on all day, different people. And downriver, you know, they set net and mostly drift.
So upriver people, they share the fish wheel for the community and share all the fish?
Yeah, we have a community fish wheel for the village that everybody can get what they want.
So the fishing season has been going great for you?
It's been doing okay. We just didn't get enough kings, but we got enough fish. Strips and bellies, small bellies, flatfish, king salmon flatfish put away.
How do you cut your fish?
With hooks. We make flatfish, and then we make bellies. We make small bellies. We make strips and fillet fish for freezer and put kings in the freezer, and we make saltfish.
What do you think about the general management of openings and closures?
Well, general management is good right now because, you know, to safety for the fish so more can escape for the future use.
Oyana.
Yeah, thank you.
Fishing Gukumut style is different from Inukumut. Some use swords to cut fish, some cut fish at the beach, but our values are the same. Gukumut demonstrate kindness for one another by sharing a community fish wheel. Showing concern for one another is humble. Tune in tomorrow for part 2 of Fishing Gukumut Style, right here on your public radio station. Thanks for tuning in to Kapiak KYUK.